Amerigama alcoholic. This is what service looks like. I'm doing what I don't want to do at all. I'm showing up, sharing my experience, strength, and hope, and I didn't plan this out. I didn't get the luxury of that. So here it goes. I'll keep going. Okay. The reason I'm up here is because I have a disease of thinking, right? I wake up every single day trying to control my life and trying to, I don't know, but this program has saved my life completely because I'm surrounded by people who actually understand just this like terminal uniqueness that I've always lived with my entire life. I grew up feeling on the outside, not a part of like the black sheep. I grew up in a predominantly white neighborhood, and I'm biracial, and I like didn't know what that really meant. All I knew is that like my mom stopped doing my hair when I hit like age 13, and then I proceeded to just pull my hair back into a ponytail and not comb it out, and it turned into a huge dreadlock over time. My mom called it my coconut, and the reason I talk about that is because like I feel like the neglect of myself and just avoiding the reality of my life started at a young age. Like there are home videos of me eating chocolate pudding in front of the TV, and the time step is like 7 a.m. And like food was definitely my first drug of choice. And as soon as high school came about, I was exposed to weed and alcohol and just like this fast life that I really, really wanted to be a part of, and I tried so desperately to be a part of it. I remember partying, being in the corner, just downing a 40, hoping that it would like mellow me out and get me to the level that the rest of the world seemed to be on. Like when I got high, it wasn't like I was crazy and like having all these revelations. It's like I finally felt like I could breathe. It's like this pulsing anxiety was finally lifted. And ever since then, I've just been reaching for things outside of myself to manage that. I feel like that's the constant struggle in my sobriety, is like reaching for things outside of myself to fill this gaping hole, this like God-sized hole that people talk about in here. And I hate the word God, and I'm still trying to figure out my relationship to all that shit. But I'm very acutely aware of the fact that like I have this like spiritual problem, right? And alcohol was my solution. I was able to like pick up a drink in the past, and it was like all the molecules in the air like finally aligned perfectly, and I was able to communicate with someone. Like lately I've been thinking about that feeling of like it's like crossing a bridge. It's like going from point A to point B. It's like I always wanted that like sense of direction and like steps. It's like, okay, I've got the alcohol, I can control how much is in there. I know how it's gonna make me feel. I know where to get it. It's not gonna abandon me. It's gonna do exactly what I know it's gonna do. And it's gonna help me numb out and feel more a part of. And it stopped working. It's funny, I get emotional thinking about it. And I'm also really nervous, so yeah. It really stopped working. I've been chasing that perfect like concoction, like that perfect like window of time of like happy drunk and like kind of slowly just slipping into this dark hole of just depression and isolation. And my drinking took me to, you know, drinking $5 Georgie vodka at 11 in the morning, like daily. Like, and I remember being in my outpatient treatment. Sorry, my story is like jumping all over the place, but I honestly feel like it's not that important because we all have these war stories, but I do want to talk about sobriety. But I feel like, I don't know, but in my outpatient treatment, I ended up in the hospital finally in 2012, and they connected me with an outpatient. And I spent the whole time with my counselor just being like, I want to be normal. I just want to drink normally. Like, why can't I drink normally? I think I was 21 at the time. This was like 5 years ago. And just like, why can't I drink normally? Like, I deserve that. Like, you're taking away the one thing that makes me feel okay and a part of, and like I can actually tolerate being in my skin. Because honestly, even in sobriety, like I wake up and I'm like this naked mole rat and I'm afraid of everything. Like, it wasn't until I came into this room and got sober, literally this room, I used to be like crumbled up. There used to be like a weird bench over there. This is like 2014, and I would like hide behind the bench and just be like paralyzed by fear. It's funny, I told a friend recently that this is like the Times Square of AA. Like, this room scares the shit out of me. Like, there's just so many people and it's overwhelming. And like, I just remember, like, I don't know, but I really, all my life, just wanted to feel relief and a part of. And because I didn't realize how scared of the world that I was. Like, I'm really scared of everything. I've always thought of myself as like tough. I'm like the funny, like tough, whatever. Like, she's got a great personality. Like, that was my whole thing in high school. Like, she's so funny and like tough, but like literally dying on the inside, and that one in the corner who's sobbing at the end of the night and like has 240s taped to her hands and is like, why won't anybody listen to me? I'm too much for everyone. And then like wondering why people can't take care of me the way that I want them to. I mean, left to my own devices, this thing is like in my eye, left to my own devices, I end up there, and I didn't know that. I mean, like, of course I heard of AA and like alcoholism, but like I thought that was just for like old white dudes. And I was like, I don't know what I thought. Clearly something was wrong if I was drinking vodka every day at five in the morning, 11 in the morning. Like, I remember being on my hands and knees in my house just looking for change, like, so I can make it to $4.95. Maybe the guy at the liquor store let me take it then. But this is like a real thing. Like, I've watched people go out in these rooms. I went out. I had 2.5 years sober in March, and I drank. First, I got my wisdom teeth removed and didn't tell my sponsor about the fact that I was prescribed Vicodin, and I was having way too much fun taking that Vicodin. And that led to me stealing more Vicodin from like someone's house, and then convincing my friend to drink with me. He was sitting in the front row. And I really believe that the reason I picked up at 2.5 years was like because I was still running the show. Like, I was treating this like a cute little club. Kind of like, oh, like, I have all my friends now, and I can, like, get dressed up and go to legal on Thursday night and, like, listen and plan my shares and sound so funny and cool, and like that kept me here for a long time. But I didn't have any concept of a power greater than myself at all. I wasn't like I understood. Are the steps up? No, they're not. But like I understood the steps like intellectually. First of all, just coming in this room and like hearing the word God constantly made me furious and so turned off. Because in my head, it's just like this old dude on a cloud who's literally just like casting down lightning bolts only at me. Like the rest of the world is fine, it's just me. And that honestly is just my perspective to this day. If I'm not like doing the work here, like everything is happening to me. I literally take like what strangers are doing out on the street very personally all the time. This is a disease of like self-centered thinking, terminal uniqueness, all these cute little words that you hear about in the big book when you do the work here. But I don't know, like, it was such a relief for me to hear that I was an alcoholic, because it was just kind of like, oh, that is what's wrong. Like, something has just been gravely wrong my entire life, and it manifested in different ways. Like I was saying earlier, like with food, or with stealing, or with like, I don't know, just there's always a crisis that I'm trying to manage. And it was a huge relief to come in here and like see so many different kinds of people and like hear so many different kinds of stories and basically just be like, wow, like same. Like we all have the common denominator here. And it was a relief to know that that just like I didn't have to live that way. I didn't know that there was a way out at all. Like just I think back to it and I'm like so grateful that I'm not in the grips of the addiction anymore, because it was just so like, it's like tunnel vision. There's just no way out when you're in it. This is like I get like bloodlust when I've got a taste of alcohol. Like they talk about the spiritual allergy or what is this? Like spiritual malady. What is it called? It's like we're like literally allergic, okay? We're allergic to this stuff. Like when alcohol goes into my body, I light up and it's like I become this predatory like caveman and I'm just like, I need more, and I can't actually like enjoy what's going on. Now I kind of remember what I was saying like 10 minutes ago about outpatient. God, I'm so nervous and this is so all over the place. I hope I'm making sense. Okay, God, I hate myself. So I was very, very, very willful and angry that I couldn't drink like a normal person. When in reality, I never drank like a normal person. Like, the other day I was walking, when it was a little warmer out, I was walking down the street and I'm like looking at all these people like drinking these like colorful drinks that look like they were like made with love. Like there's like sugar crystals and like umbrellas and like you can tell that there's just a drop of vodka in there. Like, and I'm just thinking like that's so annoying. Like how do people actually drink like that? Like they have dinner, they go out, they're there to connect with the other person, they're not there to get obliterated and then like leave and then continue and like cop the next thing and then like, you know, go home and watch Netflix. For me, I watched Breaking Bad all the way through like 10 times like drunk. It's really amazing, but I need to watch it sober because that was a really good show. But really, like, it just like it progresses, it snowballs. It's never about like, it's never not about the drink. It's always about the drink and how, like, I remember staring at bottles and having the mental obsession of just like, is there gonna be enough? Like, there's 10 people here. If we all have like 5 glasses and like 3 sips, like, wait, but I have $2, so if I go back, you know, like just the constant scheming, the head games, and just like not being able to sit with myself in my skin, like it feels like I'm just being stabbed repeatedly when I'm like back in the day. Like I could not be sober when I was using. There was no way. I could not imagine walking down the street or hanging out with like my family without like taking a hit out the window first or having a few shots. Really, I don't know. I have a lot of gratitude for just the people that I've met here, because I feel like that was a huge, like, it's like gasoline to the fire of like, I don't connect with anyone, everyone's abandoning me, I'm a shit fire, like, I like no one wants to deal with me. And then I come here and I'm like, well, these people want to deal with me. And I was saying to my friend on the way here, it's like, I'm not used to this. I'm not used to having real relationships with people where it's not just like, I'm here to get something from you, or we're here to just like get fucked up and I'll go home and watch Breaking Bad. But it's like a whole new world. I hear a lot of people say that like they were brought back to life in this room, or they got their life back, and this is a whole new fucking life. I don't recognize the person that I am today. I never thought in a million years that I could even like sit in front of a group of people and just like spontaneously do this. Never thought in a million years I could like pick up a phone call. I mean, I'm still struggling with that, as some of my friends know. It's really hard. It's really hard to face people on a day-to-day basis. It's really hard because it's like facing myself. This program is a lot about like reflection. You know, there's a lot of suggestions, you know, writing and journaling, meditating, all of that, and picking up the phone, calling people. It's like when I call somebody, it's a mirror, you know? When I'm writing, that involves actually sitting with myself and digesting thoughts. Meditating, fuck that. Like, sitting quietly with myself. Any chance that, like, I have an opportunity to grow, my default is to push back against that. And just, I'm repelled instantly. And, that's just the reality of the way that I'm wired. And it's relieving to know that there's so many people that are wired the same way, but they're still managing to do it. And like, I don't know, I'm like 8 months back, and this is like the most sober I've been in this whole program. Like I came in here in 2014. And my ego was so deflated when I relapsed the 2.5 years. I was like, literally like that past December, I drank like a whole bottle of cough syrup. And I was like, at least it wasn't real alcohol. Like, it's fine. Like, I was really treating this like a game. Like, how sober am I? And just so worried about what other people thought. And this is a program about you. Like, this is about my own journey, and everybody's journey looks different. And I'm grateful for that relapse, because it really just like pointed out to me how in myself I was and how delusional this disease is. For the longest time, I really hated when people would call it a disease. I'd be like, that's so insulting to people who like have cancer and like actual diseases. Like, I'm just a selfish asshole who like ruins everyone's life, and I can't stop. Haha. Like, but I realized that this is a disease. Much like, you know, a physical cancer eats away at, like, your arteries and, like, your blood and just infects different parts of your body, like, very important different parts of your body slowly, like, this is a disease that slowly seeps into every important part of your life, like, your dreams, your values, people you love, yourself. Like, every time I've picked up a drug or a drink, it's like I'm just going further and further away from my core self. And this program has been a bridge back to finding who that person is. I always thought of alcohol as like this liquid armor, just like this warm, like God, like I remember that feeling, just sipping on a glass and just melting into the glass, and my whole world was the glass. And that's not the kind of life I want for myself. I wanna be here and actually experience life. It's fucking scary out there, but you know, I don't have the compulsion to drink today, and it's all because I've actually like gotten out of my own way and have taken suggestions here. Like, this has been really scary to come to this meeting and show up when I don't want to. Like, we are very willful, stubborn people. But literally just getting my ass into a metal chair, especially in the summer when your ass like sticks to the seat when you're wearing shorts. I hate that. All year round, like, I've just made sure that I've showed up, and it's slowly just, it happens. I never thought I could stop drinking. But I did. And I feel more like myself than I've ever felt in my life. And, I don't know, this program is very simple, but it's really hard. It's really hard to wake up every day. And it's like somebody said at the meeting last week, it's not that we don't want to drink anymore, it's that we drink and we, or, wow. It's not that we don't want to drink anymore, it's that we want to drink, and we don't. That was it. And I loved that. And I don't know. I'm really tired of hearing myself talk. I hope any of that made sense. I really love you guys. This is my home group. I've been coming here for 3, almost 4 years. And I remember just being here paralyzed by fear. And now it's just, it's home. And that's just like a testament to what this program is. Like, the only thing that's changed is me. And that's really powerful. So, thank you for listening.